Tim, congratulations on your latest release, This Is Not My Place, a truly beautiful song which, to those of us who have spent a great deal of our time away from home and our loved ones, we readily identify with it. So to what extent are the lyrics your story, or are they more a very emphatic lyric with poetic license, perhaps? Is this you?
Yeah, no, it's actually me. I started writing the song, or the lyrics anyway, on a flight.
Oh, good place to start.
And, so I, jotted down some things, and I think I didn't want to be speaking them into a phone on a plane, so I just jotted them down. I got pencil and paper out and wrote the first line, which was, I'm on top of a London bus. It's cold and rainy. I'm thinking about us. So that came out actually on a flight.
So yeah. There is some poetic license there. You weren't on the bus at the time.
No. Everything that happened there was actually true. So I went from, even though it was in reverse, I went from San Francisco to London, but in the song it's the other way around. But it was, rainy. I thought I'd get on one of those hop-on, hop-off buses in London and went up the top so I can get a good view. But then, of course, it was pouring. I didn't see the matter. I just stayed up there anyway.
So those
on my own. Like a psycho.
Those colourful images of travelling on a London double-decker bus in the rain, winding your way through San Francisco streets on a cable car, and taking a midnight flight while listening to your favourite music on your headphones really contrast for me with feelings of, well, of loneliness and wishing loved ones were there with you, and probably deep down, missing home. So personally, I think this is possibly your best work to date, because it's got those sort of images and it's got those underlying feelings. How do you view the song in terms of the depth of the lyrics?
I really like it. It didn't take me that long to write it because all the images were there physically when I was there, so I was able to utilize some of those memories to create some verses. I mean, in the San Francisco one, I mentioned Lombard Street. Lombard Street in San Francisco, for those who haven't been there, is that they call it the most windy street in the world. It's just a whole bunch of curves, and you have to go really slowly to get up or down it. And so I used the line, "My mind is winding like Lombard Street,"
Well, if you have a look on a picture, a postcard or something, folks, you'll see it's a zigzag street going down a very steep hill, and it's like something you've never seen before. Well, probably is.
Well, it's unique. It's unique. And I just thought it was I used that imagery there as a metaphor for, how my mind was going at the time, and how my emotions were going up and down and sideways and maybe so.
So the guitar sound is absolutely beautiful, and I know that you make guitars for a living. Is this one of your guitars?
It is, yeah. There's two distinct guitar parts there. The main part where I'm playing the theme and the riff and the main chords, that's with my guitar, which is an all mahogany model. And there's a second guitar in there that's it's a Yamaha. It's like a silent guitar. It's like a nylon string guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to plug that in. Like your Spanish guitars.
Yes.
You can hear them, but this is all hollow. I'm looking at it now. It has no body.
Oh,
so
I've seen those.
I plug it into my studio at home, and I'm able to get this sort of a nylon string tone, which gave a contrast to the other guitar. So,
did you record both? Did you play both on the record?
Yeah. I played both. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
There's some really subtle electric guitar in there. And Rob Bunt, who's a great guitarist, I've been playing with him for decades. He did some really nice, subtle electric guitar work in there. If you listen carefully, you can hear it. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's
And I've got a friend of mine, a drummer, Jeff Zenner. He played drums on the track. So I've got some really good musicians that I can always call on.
The combination is really good. By the way, folks, I'm speaking with Tim with an O, and it's about his new release on Blue Shamrock Music, and it's called This Is Not My Place. And by the way, Tim, you also produced a great video of the song, which you can find on YouTube, folks, or on Spotify. So congratulations on the production, which really enhances the song. How long did it take you to put that video together? Because it's very clever.
Oh, hours and hours. With the actual song and the music, all of that is organic. That's everything is actually played, and there's real people. There's no artificial intelligence or anything in that. I should stress that. It's really important. With the video, it's a combination of real stuff and AI. It opens up so many possibilities to be creative. So first of all, I had to create like an avatar of me And it took ages before I got these shots that actually looked like me. In some cases, I ended up looking like Kiefer Sutherland or something, you know. Yeah, what's Kiefer doing in the beer, you know? So this time I was able to get a good representation of what I actually look like. But then, because I've got an avatar, then I can put myself onto the London bus. I can put myself onto the tram in San Francisco. I can put myself on the plane and float up through the roof of the plane opens up and I fly off into the atmosphere, you know, just floating.
You're spoiling I'm trying to encourage people to go and have a look at it. You're telling them the ending.
It's great fun to do, and I think it turned out quite well.
Yeah, I think it came out very well. And, I mean, the song in itself stands up by itself, of course. If you want to go and just have a look at the video, folks, it's really clever. It's a mixture of AI and real footage, and it's great.
So, I've got to tell you a funny story. I've got some people, they're anti-AI everything. And, look, I'm not a fan of AI in music. I think I can see how it can be utilised, but I just don't do it at the moment. Maybe down the track I might, but in the video it's just fun to be able to recreate any sort of scene without paying thousands and thousands of dollars, you know. You've got people writing in saying, that's AI. I said, you've got me there. Yes, I didn't actually fly out the top of the aeroplane and fly into the atmosphere.
But I'm practising.
I'm not pretending to be doing anything. This is all just it's meant to be art, you know.
As long as you can say the music isn't AI. So let's go back a bit, Tim, talking about music. How long have you been writing music, and where and when did you begin your journey?
Well, decades. I was signed up when I was quite young in the 80s to Herb Alpert's label.
Oh, yes, A&M?
Yeah, and he had a publishing arm called Essex. And, it was just amazing. And I got signed to the same label as Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins and what have you. And, you know, I thought I was going to be a rock star. Well, that didn't happen.
So what happens? They sign you up on the off chance that...
I just do it because I love doing it.
Yes.
You know, it's just a really, really great way to unwind or to put thoughts down. You know, sometimes it's a really cathartic experience where you're highly emotional about something and then music and songwriting helps you to make sense of it all.
Yes, I've played quite a bit of your stuff over the years and some of the listeners might remember. In fact, I'm going to go out with a couple of songs a little later, so folks, you've got to hang around because there's some more great stuff from Tim there. I understand you've previously worked as a professional musician in groups long ago, I guess.
When we played an original band, there's always somebody in the audience who yells out, play something that we know. So anyway, I wrote a song called Something That We Know. I'll release that.
Oh, you've requested that.
Yeah, you said you wanted Something That We Know. Here it is. But so I did a lot of the original stuff when we were signed up and we toured and recorded and all sorts of stuff. But in recent years, I've also been involved with smaller theatres. And we had a James Taylor and Carole King show. So I was playing James Taylor.
Playing Something They Knew.
Yeah, exactly. And then weirdly, ironically, somebody, I remember we played at Port Macquarie at a beautiful theatre up there, and a woman in the audience called out, play one of your own songs.
Was that your mum?
No, it was just strange. They'd gone full circle. So here I am playing all these songs, these classic songs by James Taylor, and somebody calls out, so play something we don't know, you know.
There's another title for a song. I was going to ask you what your style of music is, but plainly you're very confused.
It's been described as coastal folk, you know.
Coastal folk. Which coastal particular folk coast? West Coast?
Sort of like a beach-oriented folk, easy listening thing, you know.
Yes, and I think that's fair enough.
And that's okay with me. But a lot of the, there's, you know, it's sort of not obvious straight away, but if you listen to this song and maybe even One Good Thing, the last single, the chords are very much jazz based, which gives it a sort of bit of a unique sound in folk, I think. But
I'd describe it as easy listening, and it's well, a coastal sound is good. You had a song about Bondi Beach at one stage, and that was good.
Yes, yeah, where I spent a lot of time in my misspent youth there. Yeah.
And I'm going to play a couple of your songs very soon, and one of them is a song called Bob Dylan and Me, which is my personal favourite. That's absolutely great. And there's another one which really is refreshing at the right time of year, Summer Wine.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan and Me ones, that came directly from a dream. Here I am in the dream, just cruising down this desert highway with Bob Dylan.
Were you smoking anything at the time?
No, who knows? You know, in the dream, definitely not. You know, in my sleep, definitely not. You know. Actually, I've never been to that anyway. But it was a very weird dream, but so realistic. Sometimes you have these really vivid dreams where it just seems so realistic. Anyway, as we're driving along, Bob's giving me all these first name bases now. So Bob's giving me these great lines in the dream. oh, that's fantastic. Can I use that? And he goes, sure. I woke up. Hang on, I've got to write these down. Put the pencil and paper out and wrote down these lines that Bob had given me. And the next morning I got up, I wrote a couple of verses and a chorus. And it took about 3 years to finish off.
Then the reality of you being you thinking, God, I've got to share the royalties here. You've gone and said they're royalty free. Bob said they're royalty free.
Well, Bob said it. Bob said it in the dream. I'm not sure it'll stand up in court. I'm waiting for Bob to come out with a song called Tim Withernow and Me, but I might be waiting a long time. What's his name and me? I gave him some songs. What's he doing?
I love it. Tim, speaking about loving it, I absolutely love the song. This is not my place. I think it's your best work yet, as I've said.
Thank you.
With that comes a problem. What's your next one going to be? It's going to have to be really, really good.
Yeah, I've sort of got about three or four songs that are nearing completion as we speak. I'm just going to try to work out which one should be the next one. But this one's still got a little bit of a run still to go.
Well, it's just come out a couple of weeks ago, so.
Yeah, so it's going quite well. So I've got time to think it through and maybe test run them, my friends on Facebook or something, and give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
So you can pick up...
Choose A, B, C or D. Yeah.
You can pick up Tim's music from his website, which is www.tim with an O, which is with an O, just like that, .com. Or you can go to his record company, which is www.blueshamrockmusic.com, and they've got his music there. So you can buy it online. Of course, you can go to the streaming platforms if you must, but it's really better to help the artist if you can buy it online, because and then you own the song, and it's a song worthwhile owning. This is not my place. Great song. Thank you for your time today, Tim. Great to talk
always,
to you.
Always a pleasure, Nigel.
All the best with the song. I hope you get to meet Bob Dylan sometime really soon.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Okay.